Temple Grandin has a successful day job designing livestock equipment, but her efforts to educate the public about autism have thrust her into the national media spotlight. Grandin was labeled autistic as a toddler back in 1950.
Because I had no language till age 3.5 to 4, no eye contact. My mother's got a new book out now, and she describes me like ripping the wallpaper off the wall and eating it. And I was totally out of it. And the only way that she was able to figure out that she could get through to me is she's a professional musician. And when she was playing Bach on the piano, I was humming the Bach.
Grandin was extremely fortunate that her family worked tirelessly to help her with everything from early intervention preschool to learning manners at the Sunday family dinner. In order to understand language, she must assign a mental picture to each and every word.
In fact, the way my mind works is just like Google for images. And you also know how Google can get off the subject.
Grandin says she cannot underestimate the importance of mentors helping those with autism find appropriate careers.
Now, as a visual thinker, I cannot do algebra because there's no way to have pictures. Another kind of brain, I call it the music and math brain. And then the third type is really common in the type of Asperger's where you have normal language development. I call it the language translator brain. They're going to know all the baseball scores, all the weather stats. And what we've got to do is we've got to develop the talent area.
More information on Temple Grandin is available at www.autism.org. I'm Marie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.